This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So go science, go science, go. I got to tell you, I am blown away when these researchers come up with something so flippin' cool, like a vaccine against fentanyl. So we are this much closer to having a vaccine for humans that could hopefully prevent the thousands upon thousands of deaths that are happening because of fentanyl poisoning, fentanyl lacing, fentanyl use. And it's a game changer. It's a huge, huge game changer. And I think it's University of Houston researchers that get the credit for this one, where they've developed a vaccine that they used in rats that was able to block fentanyl from getting to the brain, causing the respiratory depression and the death that could ensue. And it blocks the drug. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait a second. I thought the drug is supposed to help people in pain. It is. It was, I think, the 50s or 60s it came out. I don't know if it was a German researcher. I have to double check. That created it for people suffering from cancer. And I am very grateful to fentanyl manufacturers and these pharmaceutical companies for having a drug for our patients whose cancer has metastasized to their back, to their brain. A cancer death is one of the most painful, horrific things to watch. And morphine sometimes doesn't always cut it. So you need something that is stronger. And I believe fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine. And it is a very, very powerful opiate. The problem is it's been abused. It's also been misconstrued as something that doctors played around with. And I think there are some idiots out there, but for the majority of us, we didn't write fentanyl. We wrote some baseline painkillers for people's fractures, for people's bone pain, spinal stenosis, cancer. And what's been going on now with deaths rising year after year after year, I think 200 people die a day now from opiate overdoses. I think we really need to look to the border. We really need to look at drugs coming in from China. And we also need to look at some of the over-prescribers. But since 2016, we have limited prescribing so much, deaths keep skyrocketing year after year. So I think we were at 70-plus thousand people died last year of opioid overdoses. And I haven't written on narcotics since 2016, and neither has a lot of my colleagues. So we have a drug issue. We have it out there. People can access it. Or people don't realize that they're being laced, that it's on their drugs. And then sadly, we've had thousands upon thousands of young people lose their lives when they shouldn't. So how this works is it's a three-dose vaccine given 3 weeks apart. So after 9 weeks, you're supposed to be hopefully immune. And what it does is it trains your T cells to learn how to fight. These are the T lymphocytes, they're saying, to learn how to fight a fentanyl molecule when they see it in the blood. If they could stop it and neutralize it before it goes to the brain, then if you've been poisoned with fentanyl or exposed to it, you won't hopefully have the respiratory depression. It is a fantastic concept and possible. Fentanyl is different enough from other narcotics that we don't think it would affect that. Now, I know you have a lot of individuals going, well, wait a second, whoa, whoa, whoa. What if I get the vaccine? Will no pain medication work on me if, God forbid, I'm in a car accident? They're saying no. They're saying that's not the case. So I have a press release here, if I can pull it up, from the University of Houston. Their findings were published in the journal Pharmaceutics, and they said the vaccine had no adverse side effects in the immunized rats because they used it in rats. They say the anti-fentanyl antibodies were specific to fentanyl and the fentanyl derivative and did not cross-react with other opioids such as morphine. So they say don't worry. Now, again, this is animal tested, but they say you should still be able to be treated for other types of pain if you need it. See where this is applicable is you're sending your kid to camp. You're sending your kid to college. Your kid is out there. You're out there, dollar bills on the ground, or I don't know what ends up happening. You're at a party, and you get exposed to it, and you don't even realize it. There's nothing you can do. You're not even lucid enough to administer your own Narcan. Other people just think you passed out because you drank too much, and you wake up dead. All right? You know, the vaccine means your body will have an immunity to this sort of pathogen, even though it's not a adversary, let's call it, rather than a microbial pathogen. So it's fantastic. They say the vaccine also has an adjuvant derived from E. coli called DMLT. It boosts the immune system's response to vaccines, and the adjuvant was developed by collaborators at Tulane. So really, really good academia on this. We do have, you know, treatments for opioids. Addiction and overdose, but the problem we have is not all first responders can get to you on time, and if you're doing it when you're partying and you're asleep, you look like you're asleep. Nobody's gonna think that you're suffering from Prince's life could have been saved. You know, thank God for Demi Lovato's friend being able to administer Narcan and contact 911. But didn't Prince, wasn't he found dead in his elevator? So many lives could be saved. So this vaccine is an absolute game changer. And if they're able to do it, then it shows that you can make a vaccine to almost anything. You have we have rabies vaccine. I don't think you could have a gunshot wound vaccine. That would be really, really cool where you get shot and the antibodies block the bullet from going further. We're not there yet. But in terms of fentanyl, this is flipping cool. Now, Trump had brought up all drug dealers should get the death penalty. Let's talk about that. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so President Donald Trump, or former President Donald Trump, in his speech launching, and we will get to some of your comments. Please call in. Would love to hear your opinion. We've asked a bunch of questions since the show started. Does Trump have an ability to win? Do congressional limits, congressional terms need to be limited? Next question is, should drug dealers be executed? As Trump has suggested that there be the death penalty for convicted drug dealers. In fact, let me see if I have his exact verbiage on this. And it definitely is bringing up a lot of interesting topics here. He said that he will ask Congress for legislation ensuring that drug dealers and human traffickers, he says these are terrible, terrible, horrible people who are responsible for death, carnage, and crime all over our country. Every drug dealer during his or her life on average will kill 500 people with the drugs they sell, not to mention the destruction of families. We're going to ask that everyone that sells drugs that they get caught selling drugs to receive the death penalty for their heinous acts because it's the only way. Now, this isn't the first time he has brought this up. He has brought this up before. And the number of drug dealers in the U.S., I can't imagine how many numbers there are. And I remember when I did kind of a double take going, okay, well, we do have some drug dealers that are forced to, where they have basically, they are trafficked, and they are the ones that are forced to, or their family will be killed, to go to the schools and deliver the drugs. So we are going to have to, if we do later implement this, if this is something that moves forward, make sure that we filter out who are the ones that were forced to sell and who weren't. Just like, you know, prostitutes. Prostitutes we put in jail all the time, but, you know, many of them didn't want to prostitute themselves. It's just they were victims. So there is going to need to take that vetting. But it is a very interesting concept of, you know, the eye for the eye. When the Bible said eye for an eye, you know, you kill somebody, then you get killed. You cut off their arm, you cut off their arm. You cause a fetus to die, you know, there's repercussions for that. So there's this eye for an eye concept, which we haven't had. According to News Nation and the United States Sentencing Commission, the average sentence for drug trafficking offenders in fiscal year 2018 was 76 months in prison. All right, so six, seven years. That is a hefty sentence. But if it's not deterring people, do we need to have stronger sentences? Now, we already know that life in prison, death penalty does not deter murderers. When you have these people that are completely psychotic, like I don't know who killed those four college students in Idaho and left them, there was like blood for coming from the walls of the house. When you have Sharon Tate murders, you know, when you have these psychos out there that just completely have no moral compass, no logic, they're not thinking, oh, I might not have a good, you know, public defender, and then I might have to be, you know, in prison. I won't be able to get parole, and I might die in prison. I don't think a lot of the average person is thinking that. But drug dealers are a different type of criminal. Drug dealers aren't necessarily, I'm out of my mind, and I'm doing rampant violence. Drug dealers are conducting business. They're doing accounting. They're doing marketing. They're doing distribution. Yeah, I know people thought it was hilarious with Breaking Bad, where you have a high school chemistry teacher intellectualizing it and, you know, making it a multi-million or billion-dollar business. But the cartel, that's exactly what they do. True drug circuits run it like a corporation. You have the production, the manufacturing, you need the warehouse, the real estate, you need the equipment, you need the employees, the labor force, then you need the distribution, the promotion, the marketing, the sellability. It's like, you know, the Pet Rock. You know, there was planning, choreography, economic principles applied. Well, those people then would hopefully have a more logical mindset. They may not be, even though you and I would think they've got to be out of their flipping mind. They're poisoning kids and innocent people and killing them. That, you know, they have to have a screw loose, all right? But for them to execute such a business transaction and you know, business formula, they have some logic and mentation and cognitive abilities. And maybe the threat that you know, the people caught trafficking are going to die, you know, might change things up a little bit. The problem I have is I don't know if the drug dealers are, again, the ones at the crux of it all. The drug dealers may kind of be the soldiers, and you need to get the generals of this. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. And again, we want to ask you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is seeking the death penalty for drug dealers something that could work? Is it too much? Is it going to be impossible to, get the right people? Or is it an eye for an eye? You gave somebody something, they died. I mean, you know, at some point, like with, you know, Hitler, his soldiers had to, who cares if they were at the duress of a gun to their heads? I mean, if your choice is to kill somebody or you die, I mean, you don't choose to kill an innocent person. You fight back. These soldiers were afraid to. It was such a machine. And it was one of the most horrific things we've ever seen. But we're seeing it in smaller, more widespread levels where, whether it's the Taliban in Afghanistan or whether it's the cartel in Mexico, where these people are recruited. Maybe some of them are making money and they're happy, but maybe others, it's because they are enslaved. So I don't know, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, but I think we do have to look at the way we're doing punishments in terms of, as to, you know, now that people get out of jail, the jails are full, we'll let them out, if you cause the death of a person, if your drug dealing could be linked to somebody died, then that should be murder. And that murder penalty and the punishment that comes with it should be applied. President Trump said he is going to add to border security because I would like to see less traffickers and drug dealers and drugs coming in. He said, we built the wall, and now we'll add to it. Now we built the wall, we completed the wall, and then we said, let's do more. We did a lot more. He said, as we're doing it, we had an election that came up. When they came in, they had three more weeks to complete the additions to the wall, which would have been great, but they said, no, we're not going to do that. So, border crossings is not going to help the Democrats at all with upcoming elections. You saw the red, fortress of votes in Texas. Arizona, though, didn't necessarily, go red. Arizona has issues, but if the constituents don't find it an issue, they're happy with it. We're not going to see votes securing the border. But Trump wants to, from a federal standpoint, secure the border. And I have to admit, I think that is something that's imperative because other countries have it secure. Other countries have a secure border. With national security, it's a no-brainer. You could have a very lenient immigration policy. You could have people lining up at the wall, and you could have, and then let, people in. And if that's what the Biden administration wants to do. But when you have the gotaways, and you have people dying in rivers, and you have people attacking our border patrol, that's chaos. And we need to, build a wall. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Seven police recruits are in critical condition after being hit by a car in the Los Angeles area. That's according to ABC 7. The California Highway Patrol saying the incident happened when the recruits were on a run in Whittier and the suspect has been taken into custody. A school is trying to return to a sense of normalcy after tragedy strikes over the weekend.
Students at the University of Virginia will be back in class today. The university gave students the past 2 days off to mourn after Sunday's shooting that killed three football players. Police say the suspect, who is a UVA student, shot at least four football players on a bus when he and other students returned from a field trip in Washington, D.C. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A horrific accident happened in Whittier, California today. For those of you that, you know, got up early this morning and saw, it's about 6:30 in the morning. An accident happened in the South Whittier area, California, near Mills and Trumbull, where 22 Los Angeles County Sheriff Department recruits were injured on a morning run or exercise. They were struck by what we're being told was a wrong-way driver. According to L.A. County Fire Department, the recruits were on a run as part of a training exercise when a 22-year-old driver going the wrong way crashed into the group. We don't know if the driver was formally arrested, but five recruits are in critical condition. Four being treated for moderate injuries, 13 have minor injuries. The driver was injured, suffered only minor injuries, according to the fire department. Authorities said the driver also crashed into a light pole. I'm not sure if he was drunk. What happened? Not sure. Air 7HD captured more than a dozen sheriff's units along with several fire trucks and ambulances at the scene. First responders were seen treating the recruits in the middle of the street, loaded several others onto ambulances. And a man who lived in the area said he woke up, this is according to ABC 7, heard the crash, ran outside. He said, I come out to see people on the floor. It was really crazy. Everyone was kind of in a panic. There were cables on fire. Car was smoking. It was a real graphic scene. So other neighbors tried to help, give them water, towels. The car was completely wrecked. The whole front end was done. The light pole was on the floor, ground. Three or four of us neighbors had come out because this has happened before. We've lived here for 10 years. It's happened before, like where a car crashes into a gate. But this was like no one could ever imagine this to happen. So this was about a mile from the Stars Explorer Academy where the recruits typically train. And so this was just, you know, we're blown away. Thank God nobody died. We'll give you more details as we get them. But, you know, you see the white bicycles in your area? White bicycles are a tribute to those who died by being struck by a car when they were biking. And you have individuals biking, you know, walking, running, doing their thing when there's not a bike trail. They're going to extend into the sidewalk. Some of them might be even on the street. And, you know, they're supposed to have the right-of-way. But, as I've said before, we have a not-paying-attention pandemic where people are in their car and they're driving down a street. They have the nice black asphalt and the white sidewalks, and they think they just have to be on that road and that the roads will steer them. And it's like, you know, that Total Recall car where it'll take you wherever you need to go and you barely have to think, you barely have to. No, that's not the case. And I see this all the time. You know, we talked about how pedestrians during Halloween, Halloween is one of the most dangerous times of year for kids because these cars just don't stop and think that there's going to be kids. You know, I was pulling into my neighborhood, and I'm in the street, and I'm making a right turn. And I'm making a right turn onto the street, and there was a man out there walking his dog in the middle of the street. Now, of course, I put on my brakes, and I mean, I usually do a California stop in my neighborhood because, again, I have the right-of-way. You know, most kids are not on the street, whatever, but I still am watching. And so I was like, maybe 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, but I still put on the brakes. But he looks at me like, what the hell am I doing? I'm like, but you're in the middle of the street. You're in the middle of the street with your dog. And we don't have sidewalks in my neighborhood. A lot of neighborhoods now in Vegas don't have sidewalks because it costs money. So you just have the houses and the driveways rolling into the street. And there's the gutter. But there's no sidewalks, so there's no places for people to walk or run. And I keep telling drivers, I go, don't expect the typical bike lane. There's some new neighborhoods that have beautiful bike lanes, and you might not see a biker, but most places the bikers are they're in the street. They're in the runners are doing the best they can when there's no sidewalks. And you also have people that fall or people that, you have to be aware. And if I have to be aware that I'm going to have neighbors walking in the middle of the street with their dog, and I've done that, I don't blame that neighbor. Because when Uzi wants to go to the park, her tushy starts to run ahead. She drags me to the middle of the street, and we're running in the middle of the street. And I'm like, get your tushy over to the side, but there's no sidewalk. So I can't get her to be on a sidewalk because there is no sidewalk. So when I say sidewalk, she doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about. Now, California has had a lot of drama the last 24 hours. Denise Richards her car got shot at in a road rage incident. TMZ reported that Denise and her husband, Aaron Fipers, who I guess have both been on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Denise Richards, though, I mean, she was in, multiple movies. Friends, cameos. I think she was an Undercover Brother too. I like Undercover Brother. That was a good movie. But anyway, she and her husband were driving in South LA and their vehicle got hit by a bullet. The husband was at the wheel. The couple was traveling in their Ford 150 Shelby pickup truck to Popsicle Studio. Denise had a film shoot that day. Numerous outlets said that Aaron was slowing down the vehicle because they were trying to locate the venue. That's one thing about California. If you've ever, you know, where I live, you can very easily find the place because of signage and all that. But in California, I've had to go to studios and auditions where it's in a room. It almost looks like an apartment building. And, it's a room in there. And you would have never seen the sign or known it. So while they're struggling to locate the venue and then trying to find a parking lot, which is also impossible in California, their speed decreased. Well, a driver behind them got ticked. And he prompted Aaron to try to let him pass. The driver attempted to squeeze by, yelled at the couple. And then Aaron, I guess, attempted to apologize, but the other driver wouldn't let up, took out a gun, and shot at them. Just scary. Thank God no one was injured. The vehicle, they didn't even realize it was hit until when they got to their destination. They're like, wait, there's a bullet hole. So obviously, you know, Denise Richards shaken up. Everybody's kind of shaken up. But, I mean, you could be killed now just driving to work. And, you know, I see road rage. I see people act like idiots. And trust me, you know, I like to make a stand when somebody cuts me off and is a jerk. You know, I'm not this superhero. I want to get them back. But you also have to be practical. And when somebody does cut you off and is a jerk, ooh, I hate the idiots that race up, come in front of you, and then slam on the brakes so you almost hit them. I can't stand those flipping people. But what am I going to do? I want to stop bullies, and that is a bully. And I want to, you know, want people to not mess with me again, but I'm never going to see this person again. The drive off and I'm not going to see him. And so, what stand am I taking? And just for them to turn around and try and shoot me. So I don't know if they did anything wrong. It sounds like they didn't. But we have a epidemic of crazy people out there that feel like shooting people over a car issue. They get so mad. And, you know, I told you guys, I think every person has their breaking point. Some people's breaking point is not even that much of a breaking point. You're like, what the hell's wrong with you? You're just, you know, getting somebody got their order wrong at a fast food joint and the guy starts shooting. I mean, you know, some people, they're just completely out of their mind. But you have other people where they have just no problem turning violent when you would think it was really no big deal. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of our listeners who wants to be anonymous does not want to come on air, which is okay. I don't mind, but it sounds better when you guys are on air. I love your questions. But this is a good question. Basically, her health department website says there's only a handful of flu cases, but the hospitals are overwhelmed with flu. Why is there a disconnect? All right, so I can't speak for your particular city's location. When you had said that, I always look up mine in my neck of the woods. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have not had flu data until just the last couple weeks. And I told you guys the problem we have is I think we've had flu for a little while now, but because we have so many people using telemedicine and not going into the doctor or not able to go to the doctor, we're just not getting the numbers. So the latest numbers I have in my neck of the woods, and I live in Clark County, Nevada. Yes, the same Clark County that took forever to count the votes. Yes. Sorry, guys. I know. Listen, we're representing. Yeah, same Clark County, Nevada that has the Las Vegas Raiders. But they're gonna get better. Eventually, they will get better. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm in no rush, you know, to see the Raiders, you know, make it to the playoffs. But it would be nice because I think, you know, Vegas is a fantastic place to, you know, have sports. But in Southern Nevada, we're being told that we've only really had 14 hospitalizations, five of whom were older individuals. One was like 0 to 4 years old. So we've had maybe 14 cases, all hospitalized, no deaths. And then, let me see if we have any other data. And that's as of November 5th. So we're, I mean, that's a week and a half old data. So it's trickling in. So yeah, your hospitals could be overwhelmed. Your local headline could be like, guys, flu. And you're like, but I don't get it. The websites don't seem to correspond. The data from the health department could oftentimes be lacking. Remember what happened with COVID. They were like, we need the states to tell us the numbers of COVID cases. And the states are like, okay, you know what, guys? We got our hands full. We'll give you the numbers when we get to it. So the numbers aren't the primary focus. Now, you would think with everything electronic, if they put in flu, it goes there. But the problem is flu-like illness, we still can't say if that's 100% flu. So if somebody swaps positive flu and it's in the system, the health department doesn't necessarily get to access everybody's records from the hospital. We have to report it to we don't give the health department blanket records or carte blanche access. So we have to report it. So the reporting takes a process, but we also have to make sure there's not double reporting. So I'm not really sure how the hospitals do that now with the reporting. I'm sure there is somebody in charge of that. And as the cases come in, there's a way on their spreadsheet to go, okay, this person was admitted. They had flu. That gets reported. If they ever come back and admit it again, that'll be reported as another flu case or something else. So, yeah, so the cases basically will lag. Health department websites will lag. But we do have a hospital problem, and we always have. I mean, every single year, our hospitals are overwhelmed with flu, with pneumonia, with RSV, with heart attacks, with accidents, with alcohol use, pancreatitis, drug overdose, and now on top of that, we got COVID too. So we don't have enough hospitals for our population. Some of them sit empty. Some floors sit empty, not because there's not enough patients, but because there's not enough staff. I worked in a hospital where the whole top two floors were empty. I'm like, wait, oh my, what do you mean we have no beds in the ER? Look at all these beds. Yeah, but we don't have staff. If you don't have the staff, you can't put somebody in a bed without there being a nurse or staff. So when somebody says the hospitals are full, there could be two things going on. One is every single bed is taken. Every nook and cranny of that hospital is packed to the gill because there's just not enough beds for the population. Or the other possibility is they don't have enough staff, so they're at capacity. And they're full. And they will say they're full. And they will have places divert. With the hacking, the cyber attacks on these hospitals, that hospital then is deferring ambulances, and ambulances are diverting. They're on divert. If that hospital has a cyber attack and they can't access their computer grid because nobody does paper anymore, which I think is a big mistake. I think we should all have a reflex to and a plan B where we could still see patients even on paper. But so anyway, we're being told that leading children's medical groups, according to Daily Mail, are urging the Biden administration to declare a national emergency because pediatric hospitals are overwhelmed and pharmacies are running out of amoxicillin, the antibiotic. They say several children's hospitals have hit 100% capacity. Now, again, the capacity is based on staff as well. But I think hospitals have been not as struggling as they did last year in terms of labor shortage. So I am going to give them the benefit of the doubt and think that these are just actual numbers. In my state, I think we have 6,300 hospital beds for about 4 million people. That's just not enough when we have a not-so-healthy population and all these infectious diseases. So they say the wave of lockdowns in 2020, as well as mitigation measures like masking, isolation, contributed to an unexpected drop in the rate of circulating viruses like flu and RSV. Most of our immune systems that would have maybe been primed, such as infants, didn't get that way. So now all of a sudden they get exposed to something they've never been exposed to. The other problem we have with the antibiotic amoxicillin is we have an overprescribing online. Parents keep asking for antibiotics, and boy, do they get grumpy when they don't get the antibiotic. So they call online. A doctor cannot confirm the ear infection. They cannot confirm the strep throat, especially in younger children. Parents are like, well, give me the antibiotic anyway just in case. Well, now we have kids that actually need it, and it's not there. And I get it. All right, I know some parents who have done that. And listen, I know you love your kid. Just like all the turmoil everybody's gone through, do I vaccinate or not? I get you love your kid, and you're trying to make the best decision, and you want to protect your baby. I get that. I could not imagine being in a situation where there was a medication shortage, and I have a sick baby. I mean, I'll flip and travel to Mexico, travel to Canada. I'll go to Europe if I have to get the antibiotic. I give up whatever savings I have in order to get that medicine my baby needs. I get it. It's your baby. But we've had so much abuse of the system. We have, still supply shortages. We have, supply chain issues, that now we have the most commonly needed antibiotic, most commonly written, in short supply. And we need it for ear infection, strep, pneumonia. The Children's Hospital Association of the American Academy of Pediatrics joined forces to urge the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra to declare a public health emergency in order to assist strapped hospitals. Declaring a state of emergency would allow Secretary Becerra to distribute financial assistance to states, work with companies to produce more treatments and supplies, loosen licensing requirements to help alleviate healthcare staffing shortages, and expand hospital capacity. So we have RSV, flu, COVID, and we also have individuals that we like to give an antibiotic to protect against secondary infection. This is who the antibiotics are needed for. And we've been overprescribing them to people who don't need them. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.